Last week, we began a three-week series called Lessons from Lasso. And it is based on the TV series Ted Lasso, which is on Apple TV. And it's a story, I'm not going to give too much away, I promise. It's a story about a coach from the United States who is a football coach who goes to England to coach a soccer team. Right. Say no more. And he doesn't know that much about soccer. And it's the story of his experience with this team. And what's interesting about this guy, it's played by Jason Sudeikis. His name's Ted Lasso. And what's interesting about him is he doesn't know anything about soccer, UK football, but he does know about people. And so it's just a story about how he impacts people with his personality, with his approach. And he is a likable guy. He is apparently inept. And yet, in a subtle way, he has this ability to raise people up. And so whether we've seen the show or not, there is some wisdom to be gained from Coach Lasso. And last week, we looked at one of his suggestions, which was the question that he asked. Somebody came off the field, had made a mistake, was really upset at himself for making a mistake, for letting himself and the team down. And Coach Lasso said, do you know what the happiest animal on the planet is? A goldfish. Because a goldfish has a 10-second memory, go be a goldfish. And the whole idea behind that instruction was to not hold on so much to things that have happened to us in the past, whether it's immediate past or distant past, to hold on to things so much that it clouds our possibility in the present. And what if we didn't have a reference for we messed up? How would we behave without any of that reference? And so that was last week's discussion. Today, I want to talk about another excerpt from him that struck me. And this was towards the end of the season. The team wasn't doing very well. And somebody says, how many more matches do you think can end in a draw before you hit the panic button? That just, the season's coming to a close. We're running out of time. And Ted says, and I quote, well, Marcus, there's two buttons I never like to hit, all right? That's panic and snooze. And that caught my eye because I always hit the snooze button. Who doesn't? Most people hit the snooze button? Yes. Luckily, I hope that he's not talking literally, but who knows? I like to think that it's more about other things, and we'll talk about that right now. What do we see in this little excerpt, this tiny little interaction, four lines? We see a person who is worried. From all appearances, things are not going the way they're supposed to go. And that person is asking Ted, who is the coach who should be responsible for how the team is going to perform, essentially, he's asking why he's not worried either. And so Ted responds with this, I don't like to hit panic, and I don't like to hit the snooze button. And it kind of catches the person off guard. Because wouldn't you think that if the stakes are somewhat high and we're running out of time, that you would start to panic? Have you noticed how in our world, in our experiences, how we assign importance to things, and then as the time gets closer, we start to realize that things haven't been done, and we start to get a little anxious and nervous, and the to-do list seems to get longer because of it. Have you noticed how often those things may not be all that important? Have you noticed that sometimes, instead of getting up and doing something, we'll hit the snooze button? Have you noticed that sometimes there are things that do matter and we just want to hide away from it, turn away from it, hit the snooze button, put off until tomorrow something that could be done easily today? Or maybe not easily, but something that matters today. Let's look at these two, because when I first read this, I thought, why is he talking about panic and snooze together? What is it about these two together, other than that it's cute? But what else is it that makes this a meaningful message? Well, let's just think about what happens when we hit the snooze bar. So if we hit the snooze bar, not necessarily the one that actually gives us more sleep, but the snooze bar that enables us not to address things that are important, then sometimes things don't get done. Sometimes important things don't get addressed. Sometimes we are unprepared because we don't leave ourselves enough time. And at some level, there's a part of us that knows that there is a difficult conversation that we want to have or don't want to have, but is requesting a hearing. There's a part of us that knows that this project is not going to go away, so it's ringing a distant alarm in our heads anyway. And so there's this feeling of uncertainty. I don't quite have this right now. And if we leave it long enough, then it leads to panic. Because at that point, we're at a place where we can't ignore it any longer, whatever the situation is. In the case of this character, Marcus, talking to Ted, he felt clearly that it was time to hit the panic button, that things had gone long enough. You fooled around long enough with your ways. Now what are we going to do to win? And isn't that true for us too? That if we hit the snooze button too often on various things, whether it's literally the hours in the day or it's conversations that need to be had or there's paperwork that needs to be filled out, or whatever it might be, that at some point we run out of time, and now it's time to panic. And it was once I started pulling this together that I understood how they are linked. And of course, what happens when we get into panic mode? Then we do the got to do it now. Everything else is forgotten. The only thing we focus on is the thing that needs to be focused on, because if we're in panic mode, we run into a place where we make poor choices, we don't think things through, we lose our focus, we react. Sometimes when we're in panic mode, we say things that we know as soon as we've said them, we're going to regret later. But because we're in that amped up place, we're actually in a place of fear. And what do we know about fear? It puts us into a fight or flight response. The parts of the brain that are tied to fear become more active. People with panic disorder have lots of activity in a part of their brain tied to the fight or flight response. This is why panic and snooze buttons go together. If we can act, don't hit the snooze button, in accordance with the values that we have, there will be no need for panic. This is why these two go so well together, panic and snooze button. So what's our goal here? Well, we see Ted trusting in something else. He trusts his process. He trusts his team. He knows that they have done the work and he has done the work. Therefore, they have not snoozed. And now he's willing to get out of the way and allow things to unfold. Perhaps more importantly, he trusts his values. And by his own admission, winning is not the only value. He says, quote, "For me, success is not about the wins and losses. It's about helping these young fellows be the best versions of themselves, on and off the field. Not about the wins and losses, rather it's about the people." Isn't that a beautiful value to have? He also recognizes that he's done what he can. And now he's going to leave the rest to them. And he recognizes that adding fear to the equation will undermine the trust that he has in them and in his process. And so we see the wisdom and calm that comes from him that we can then learn from. When we take deliberate action, not snoozing, and then get out of the way and let things unfold naturally, then there will be no need for that panic button reactivity. We can simply trust that things are going the way they are going to unfold. And so we have this lovely balance between action, don't hit the snooze button, do the work, and relaxation. There is no need to panic. We'll trust the process. So how do we get that? How do we get this balance between action and relaxation? Well, let's talk about action first. What does "don't hit the snooze button" look like? Well, it means taking reasonable action. It means saying to yourself, who am I going to be today? Set a daily intention. Who am I going to be? What do I want my day to be? And how can I be, insert verb here, peace, love, in the middle of it? Set an intention. I once worked with an engineer at Imperial Oil, and he used to have all of these little sayings, and it's so funny because he would just throw them out kind of without thinking about them, but some of them stuck, you know? And one of them was, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, because you're not going anywhere. And so setting an intention means that you know where you're going and who you want to be. Set an intention. Another idea for don't hit the snooze button is to take some action. You know, we all have this idea, maybe that's not fair. There might be a tendency for us to think, oh, God will provide. God will provide, and that's true. And we are expressions of God. So let's do something to help that situation out and co-create with the bigger force. Take action. Be God in action. Get up. Get moving. If that is what your goal is. Also, I want you to know that this, I'm talking to myself. Because I, and some of you know this, have had ideas for books and videos and so on that I just never quite get around to. Anybody relate to that idea? This message is for me. And yeah, right. And so I'm sharing it with you. But I promise you, I am not speaking to you from a point of, I did this, so go ahead and do it. It's more like, let's work together here. Because it's something that is a lesson for me, too. Which is how most of my talks are, just for the record. Do get enough sleep. And this one is an important one, and that is, when you see something going off the rails, catch it early. A small correction early in the process prevents a massive correction requirement later. So if you realize that something is not working, catch it when you are able to still bend it in the right direction, rather than when it's panic mode and that leads to ending relationships or ending jobs or massive fights about things that have nothing to do with what we're fighting about, at least on the surface. Catch it early. Don't hit the snooze button. If something is important, catch it early. Don't hit the snooze button. And that means following your gut. It means following the instinct within you and the wisdom within you that says, maybe this isn't quite as I feel it could be. Prepare for the unexpected. Expect the best. Prepare for the unexpected. Yesterday I officiated at a lovely wedding at the Weston Bay Shore downtown. Beautiful. Everything was gorgeous. The sun was shining. It was gorgeous. And I had my microphone and I had my portable speaker that I was going to be using. And as I was leaving home, the little voice in my head said, maybe you should take extra batteries, fresh batteries. So I went and got some batteries, and I'm thinking, tick tock, I'm going to be late, hit the snooze button before, now I'm running late. So get these batteries, put them in a baggie, throw them in the bag, off I go downtown. Test everything, everything's fine. The wedding is delayed by an hour and a half. I get up to speak. Announcements. Everything is fine. I go to, trying to think what happened. Oh, yeah. Then as the groom came up, I just tapped on the microphone. And there was nothing. Now, in the middle of the processional, there is nothing going on with this microphone. What am I going to do? Luckily, they were coming up slowly. So I pull a mad dash and in the panic, try and find where I put and stashed these batteries. Found the batteries. Now I'm running out of time. The bride is coming up. I put the batteries in backwards. Why? Because I'm panicking. Big lesson. As it turned out, it was fine. I don't think many people noticed what was going on. Now the whole world knows. You're welcome. But if I'd followed my gut all the way, I would have changed the batteries. But there was a part of me that was like, it's fine. Hit the snooze button. And so here is my personal story about this idea of don't hit the snooze button. Take the action now while the problem is little so that you don't run into the panic later. And now what about panicking? So let me just go back to don't snooze. Set an intention. Make sure that you are taking action. Don't trust that the universe will do everything for you. Help it. Do get enough sleep. Catch things early and follow your gut. On the panic side, be clear about what matters to you. The more you know what matters, the more you'll be prepared to stand strong if someone else challenges you because they are panicking. In this picture of this television show, this character, Marcus, was secretly panicking, like, why is this coach not doing more? And he probably represented a great deal of their fan base. But because Coach Lasso was strong about his values, he knew what mattered to him, and he was not going to let that sway him. So, be clear about what matters to you. And then take time to be still, because that's how you clarify your values. And then ask yourself, will this matter in a few days, a few weeks, a few years? What is more important, the person or the circumstance? If in doubt, always choose the people. And know that worry is part of our human condition. It is part of our human condition to worry. And Jesus reminded us of that. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said this: "Why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." The reason in our meditation today, I wanted you to pick something that brings you awe, is to realize that you are part of that nature, that you are part of that beauty. There's no need for anxiety. And sometimes it will happen anyway. It happened 2,000 years ago. It's going to happen now. Because that's also part of our nature. And finally, I leave you with this idea, which is Ted Lasso never said, "I never snooze. I never panic." What his words were are, "I never like to hit the panic button. I never like to hit the snooze button." That's a whole talk in itself. The idea that there are times when panic will happen. There are times when we're not going to be able to get to the things that we intended to get to. There are going to be times when it's just not within our resources. And we're going to hit the snooze button. The invitation in the idea of "I don't like to" is to allow for it. Don't be too surprised by it. But do what we can so that we don't necessitate it and invite it. So from this lesson, let us learn to be clear about what matters to us, what winning looks like. When our values are clear in our minds, we act, we don't hit the snooze button. And when our values are clear in our minds, knowing that we've done the work, then there is no need to panic. We trust. We believe. Or, in the words of the song, we relax, let go, release, and surrender. Don't hit the panic button. Don't hit the snooze button. Act and allow. I bless you.